Welcome to the AI Chat Podcast. Today on the podcast, we have the pleasure of being joined by Justin Hackney, who is a creative director at 11 Labs, which, as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, is my favorite AI voice tool. So really excited to have you on here, Justin. Welcome to the podcast.
Woo woo. Let's go.
So what I would love to kick this off with is I see you've been at 11 Labs for just over 3 months, right? So relatively new to the company.
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty fresh there.
Super exciting. Tell us a little bit about your background. What kind of got you into this space? Have you always been in AI? Give us a little bit of your background.
Sure. So I actually started working at quite a young age at a company called Itch Films, more trying to understand how you would film things and how will you create all sorts of different kinds types of content. It was kind of a motion control studio, but we were working on loads of different projects, ranging from shooting on old vintage like 8mm to 60mm film, all the way to using kind of state-of-the-art tech and techniques and tools to really push the boundaries of what's possible. And as my kind of career's gone on, I've ended up doing a range of documentary, fashion, music video, commercial projects, and have always been very interested in innovative tech and new tools and new ways to explore and mess around with the available tools and techniques that could be applied as things have kind of trended forward. And through that, I've gone through.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Experimenting with time splice techniques to high speed to 360. We were experimenting with building, you know, all sorts of rigs as the years have gone by. And I guess I've just always been fascinated by new technologies and ways to create. That's led me to kind of work in many different places, but I think my longest one was at a company called Mad Cow Films, where I kind of started in a more junior position, but worked my way up. Kind of understood all elements of production, from producing to editing to, you know, creative development. And because they had a roster of loads of different directors, I got to really kind of learn and collaborate with all the different people that they were representing and all the types of projects that each of those individual directors were working on. The difference was I jumped around quite a lot, so I didn't become like the car guy or this guy, you know. I always wanted to not kind of be pigeonholed in a way, because I felt that creativity is for me, or like at least because I haven't really found my like art form or my style, and I didn't want to. I quite like the idea that I'm going to continue to be curious, I'm going to continue to experiment. And obviously what's happened in the last few years is we were introduced with a whole new type of technology that had almost unlimited exploration. So about 3 years ago, OpenAI reached out, lovely person called Natalie Summers. And at the time, the company was pretty small. This was before ChatGPT exploded on the internet. And at that point, there was, I don't know, 50 of us, quite quickly to 200, quite quickly to 2,000, you know. And what we were part of is the early access artist rollout for some of the tools that they were building at the time. Primarily DALL-E, which is an image generator. So you can kind of type in a prompt and create an image of whatever you can imagine. And the other was Playground, which is now called ChatGPT. So we were at this point, to really kind of bring you up to scratch where we are now in a way, I did a 180. I left my position of Mad Cow as a creative director and a kind of filmmaker to dive deep down the rabbit hole of AI, because it scared me. I think like it just does a lot of people, you know, there was a certain kind of, oh my God, what is this? And I was part, you know, excited and part like, holy cow, what do we do with this? And what does this say about entertainment? What does this say about commercial production, filmmaking, fashion, photography, everything? And because I was very lucky to have these tools, I had a choice and I did want to help with the development and the rollout with OpenAI. So I kind of just started inviting people around to my house, living in East London and having grown up in East London my whole life. There, you know, there's networks there, all sorts of eclectic, fantastic minds ranging in, you know, I think everyone's a creative. So what I was trying to do is pick all different sorts of creatives from different fields, whether it's architecture, product design, fashion, you know, you name it. And bring them around at first to my house, but after a while, when my partner was like, can you stop this? I decided to pull out some of my savings, pretty much all of them, to be honest. Bit of a crazy move, but I booked a space in Shoreditch, which is a real kind of bubbling spot for footfall and kind of creative minds and tourists and all sorts of characters walking around. And I set up a space that was free to access, free to walk in, to experiment with these tools, to ask the questions, to wade through all the unknowns and the insecurities and fears, and try and actually find ways in which we could not only improve the product, but improve our kind of mentality moving forward with how we would use these tools, not to like replace, because that's the first thing people think. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to be out of a job. It's gone. What's the point in doing graphic design if you could just type in the magic box and then boom, you've got all these creations?
Yeah, yeah.
For me, the like bar had suddenly just been risen massively. So It was the true creatives that I knew, and it was a real test of character for people that would be saying, okay, cool. Well, if the bar's been raised now, how far can we push it? What's next? If we can just do this at this speed, then how can we apply that to processes we already know and do something just completely breathtaking, completely different? At that point, you know, we did 3 months of events and workshops ranging from all sorts of creative fields, history, architecture, product design, filmmaking, photography, physical painting as well, like really, really trying to show people how these tools could be applied to a process. And I was allowing it to kind of naturally unfold by just picking people I found that were interesting kind of thought leaders in different spaces and saying, here, look, have the space for a night. I'll support it. See what happens. Bring whoever you want and I'll mix up that audience with people that I know. And after about 3 years of working on that, I have been able to explore at the forefront of these tools with incredible community around me as we build and build what feels like a bit of a movement, you know, a bit of a renaissance sort of kind of energy behind it, where we're saying, like, how can we use these tools to empower people, to allow more people to come into this space, to nurture those people, and to really make the most out of this shift, because it is a shift. And right. I think you have a kind of decision with this. Are you overtaken by fear? Or do you kind of dive into the void screaming? And I think the more people we had to kind of embrace the change and show how it can kind of really elevate the process, the more people started to follow. And while that's happening, obviously now the world is starting to wake up to what's going on. Then ChatGPT explodes. And now what we have is an incredible explosion of open source tools out there. Big shout out to ThinkDiffusion. And to all the developers in the space, building and creating and connecting these things. And so you've got this open source community, and then you've got the, you know, the runway and the 11 labs and the OpenAI Sora sort of events that are setting a kind of a precedent for how you could do this with a bit more of a professional, ethical kind of standpoint and try and kind of be the leaders within this space, whether it's language, sound, or visuals, kind of really ride this wave to try I personally felt from Runway, from Pika Labs, from 11 Labs, from Stability AI even, and OpenAI, they really do care about the people that they know the tools will affect, or the jobs that might change. And that's why I got the tools before the big businesses, before the huge agencies. You know, they were directly going to people kind of at the bottom. You know, I'm no one, dude. You look at my profile, I've never had thousands of followers or anything, and I never wanted it. So I was kind of like, why me? And I think that's because I'm connected through to lots of different diverse creative minds, and I was able to kind of roll it out in a way and help them kind of figure out what this should be for creatives, you know? That's taken me on to build a studio that is kind of making sense of these tools and bringing them into a normal production, getting these tools and figuring out how we can do installations, finding out how this could improve education. And we've been kind of exploring pretty much everything you can do with these tools, combining them or attaching them to kind of processes we already know and the industry. And at one point, 11 Labs hit me up, and I've been using them since the beginning. You know, they're the sleeping giant in this whole space.
Oh, yeah.
Sound came first, before language, before art. Or like, oh, you know, this, so it's, and it kind of, it, even though I've had more of a kind of visual creative background, I realized in that moment when I'm kind of meeting the founders and speaking with the team there, that they equally have a strong mission and an ethical backbone to the company and what they want to do. And because I've been using their tools so much already, and they're pretty much everyone I know who's exploring these things has, and they haven't been doing too much promotion or marketing. It's just been organically growing because it's an incredible tool. I suddenly thought, hang on, I can really help not just the company grow, but I can help people understand how these tools work. And because it's to do with like communication and language, it really excites me, because I think the world's a bit divided. And I think a lot of the time, the way forward when there's issues is communication. So to be able to communicate with people across the globe, 28 different languages and growing, to dub, to do text to speech, speech to speech, you know, sound effects, that's coming out now and more. It's very exciting because it feels kind of really fundamental to how we can kind of communicate and work our way through what this is, this kind of monumental shift for humanity. And yeah, with 100%. That, you tell I'm positive about it. With that, I felt like I was struck by lightning again. I had the golden ticket again, because I know that with the power of the people that are backing this and trying to steer this in a good way, communicating that with the tech companies and diverse communities, we will be able to push through and make AI something that truly serves humanity, really fixes and resolves lots of our issues. And that alignment going forward in the future sets the path for us almost indefinitely having a much better quality of life and actually shifting our focus into much better, more human things. Because let's be honest, like a lot of the jobs we do right now don't really serve us as individuals. So it's kind of, I kind of embrace the chance that we can kind of go back to something or a reality that feels a bit more human, and that AI can resolve a lot of the issues or the problems we have with distribution, so on and so forth, and kind of come together and figure out what we want, not just country for country, but kind of collectively as a species.
Yeah,
so that's where I am now. And let me tell you, man, it's been an exciting ride so far, and it's only going to get more and more beautiful.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think there's so much that's shifting. Absolutely fascinating background. I appreciate you sharing that with us. It gives us a lot of context, I think, of what's going on in the space and what we're seeing. You know, like you mentioned, 11 Labs, in my opinion, definitely the sleeping giant. Like, this is a company that is crushing it in a... And his number is, you know, obviously the number one voice. There's people that have raised way more money, and 11 Labs, it's just a product that's so much better from what I've seen. So this to me is fascinating, though. I have so many questions for you after all of that.
Well, but I've been talking a lot. So, I mean, you know, I'll keep it
short. No worries.
From now on, I'm just that's the background.
Yeah, but we gotta get the context.
So tell me what you want to know, bro.
So I mean, you know, with your experience, you've obviously been kind of a creative director. You've been in filmmaking. This is kind of like the creative field. What is most exciting to you about, specifically, like what 11 Labs is doing, and how do you envision that impacting the field going forward? Like, are we going to create full films completely with AI voices? Like, where does this go in the future?
Well, where it goes more immediately is finally we can dub everything for everyone. Any piece of content, any podcast, even this, we'll do it after this, Jaden. This podcast is going to be dubbed into 28 languages. So now we can speak internationally. That's also us being able to contextualize language, not just kind of directly convert it, you know? So we'll be able to kind of absorb and understand media from all across the globe, going back in time as far as we had created sound or books. We can get any sort of language and we can immediately port it through and then anyone can understand it or can learn. So I think more immediately we're going to see a really beautiful mashup of cultures. People being able to share stories that maybe they grew up with a whole different country, and that to be understood and vice versa, you know, and that's really beautiful. Like the cartoons that Chinese people were growing up with, I'm going to watch them now. Or you know, you could go to countries around the world and pretty much immediately translate something and show them, you know, not just what you're saying or something that's written in front of you, but like film stories. So we're going to start to kind of really kind of come together, and that's really exciting. But also I think what we're like to touch on what you was asking, the creator communities are going to explode. Anyone can like, and this is why there's so much interest in it, I think, is you know, you can now have an idea, even use GPT or whatever, and you can put that text through and create stuff with different voices. You can use tools like speech to speech. Maybe you don't like the inflection or the delivery of the text to speech you have put in. So, well, you can jump on the mic and you can do the lines yourself and then switch it up to whatever character you want. So you're going to, like, imagine that. Video games, short films, animation, you know. And what's going to happen through that is loads of indie companies popping up. Power to the people. Power to new creatives coming in the space where normally they would have had to have not only the tools, you know, all the equipment, or the access to professional VO artists or SFX libraries or whatever, you know. They're going to have all of this. And then they're going to also be able to market that to a much larger audience, which means we can all share, and it's a little less like us then, you know, cool. It's like we're going to all be able to kind of share these experiences. And for video games, as an example, that's exciting because you'll be able to have, you know, I foresee people being able to communicate in almost real time whilst they're playing games with people from across the world. I don't know if you play many games, Jaden, but if you end up on a different server and you end up, you know, with someone speaking a foreign language, you don't know what they're saying. You can't actually work together, you know? So even that as an example is how we can then cooperate, collaborate, work together. And you can see where I'm going with this. It's kind of a global connection, connectivity moving forward that really, really excites me. There's obviously infinite more, but you tell me if there's anything else.
Oh my gosh. Well, you gave me so many interesting concepts. I mean, one of them, I mean, you talked about playing video games, but like, I would also say, like, imagine what impact that has on like the workforce when you can hire people from all over the world. And instead of, you know, requiring everyone to speak English, and maybe there's some sort of language barriers and there's someone that's incredibly talented, but they only speak French or they only speak, you know, German or something. Like, you guys can just communicate in your natural language and there's no communication errors. It's, you know, there's no latency. This is perfect. You know, I think this really brings together a lot of countries and people from all over the world. You know, it's interesting because language is something so interesting. There's a lot of culture to it. There's so much beauty to language. But at the same time, I always feel like it's kind of a barrier to entry for a lot of people from places all around the world to come together, because it's like, I don't understand your language. I wish I could. It's a lot of work to learn it. I know in Europe, it's a thing where everyone can speak all the languages, and I'm always impressed. I come from Canada originally. I only speak English and French. I got two. I wish I could speak them all. But this is an amazing way to get over that barrier and to realize that people aren't so different all around the world. So I think that's a phenomenal, very positive impact that 11 Labs is going to have on the world. What I would love to ask you about, Justin, there's so many amazing impacts. Is there anything that you think people should be concerned about, or we need to talk about, or some of the things people don't talk about as much?
Yes, of course. I think people need to start to realize that technology, social media, the way we absorb news and react to it, actually, for whatever reason, the more we kind of lean into the negativity, the fear, we kind of feed it. It's like we manifest collectively bad things if we say it's going to be bad. You know, if everyone's hating someone online because they're saying horrible, controversial things, that just went viral, dude. 2.2 mil. This guy's or girl is now feeding literally off of your negativity.
Yep.
And you're also walking into the world more negative about reality. My fear is that AI is such a profound thing that it is quite hard and existential for people to truly get their heads around. And we're already living in quite a linear world where systems have been, for better or worse, become quite algorithmic, you know, and that both drives things in a positive way, but can also people and things can lose sight of a bigger picture. And so really, what I'm scared of is people not accepting how profound AI is and how it can be a force for good, how it actually is intelligent. It's not, a lot of people focus on the artificial part, you know, dude?
Yeah.
But it's a form of intelligence, like a person, and the person's flawed, so is AI. But actually what we have is an opportunity, because it is a greater mind in so many respects. You ever seen the film Rain Man? You know, like it's able to do certain things and access information in such a way that is profound. You know, it's beyond comprehension. And we should really lean into that to fix the world's problems. We shouldn't focus on the negative things within the world and how that could get worse. It's like we've just had too much Black Mirror, too much Terminator, too many dystopian movies. And so, like, now we're like, well, that's what happens, and we can't see anything else, which is upsetting. Let's not lean into the dystopia. Let's find ways out of it to utopia. And I want to see a positive shift, because AI really is power to the people. People think it's like run and owned and truly like controlled by the 1%, the Illuminati, you know? It's so far from the truth, man. It's something we can all access now, interact with to better our lives. And the more we do that, the more we get other people to do it, and then you start building towards better tomorrows. And I think the more we do that, the more we can actually collectively come together and make like monumental shifts to humanity. And like truly, like AI is the best thing that's come to us, or the worst. And it is really a matter of how we, and I know it sounds kind of a bit out there, dude, but it's about how we approach it. And I don't think humans should be driven by fear. I don't think anything should be driven by fear, because then you're kind of put in a box and you have to be controlled in a way, because because it's chaos, you know? And maybe if the places that we're fearful of using these tools to kind of make things worse and kind of push us down even more, whatever, well, then maybe we just don't need to worry about those people anymore, because we literally have the most Albert Einstein Mother Teresa, like most incredible, Alan Watts, like all the perfect, like all the beautiful minds, all collective, like you can get, this thing is here to be your personal assistant. And it fits that to you, because it is for me. I could do 100 times more now that I have AI. But do I still, am I still enjoying people's company? Am I still working with people? Yeah, of course, more so. Like we're coming together to do greater things now, because a lot of that time consuming, boring, laborious typing away stuff and, you know, how can I show you my vision visually? Like that's gone now. We can just, we're just kind of free to think about what's important and how we can push forwards. So, you know, I'm going around this in a roundabout way, but fear should not drive us. Faith, hope, and the idea that we can kind of unite with these tools for it to actually serve us, and let's just focus in on the problems and find solutions. And that's kind of, you know, what 11 Labs is doing. That's what I'm doing with Real Dreams, kind of in the type of kind of connected to the tech companies, but actually more kind of putting on the events and trying to find people to come together. And in the real world, it's kind of, you know, people will, in my opinion, acknowledge and respect that a little bit more, because it's not attached to financial gains.
And right.
That's what
right.
I want to see. I want to see unions. I want to see communities that are kind of pushing things out to get more and more people who are not in this space and have maybe not even heard of GPT or have the privilege to use it to kind of come in. But also the people who are already in the places of power and have understood the process and kind of maybe have even a bit of dominance. Like, let's just communicate. Let's just communicate. Everyone just needs to communicate and find ways where we can all benefit from this. And I think if we do that, then humanity just takes a step up. That's good for the Western world. That's good for kind of, you know, forward, well-developed countries. But more importantly, let's take a macro step out now. There's people that still need water. There's global warming issues. There's many, many bigger issues at play. And I think a shift towards that, because we can maybe find more sustainable ways of monetizing humanity and distributing energy and resources, I think really we just need to lean into kind of doing good for humans with these tools as that weapon sort of thing, for good weapon. And the more we do that, the more good we're going to see. And I promise you this, Shaden, it will go. We'll remember this time where we were fed by negativity and shock and horror stories online, and we were mentally kind of consciously suppressed, even though we're living brilliant lives. Like, oh, I can't bring a kid into this world because the excuse me. You know things are going to shift towards positivity now. And if I know anything, because this is just an opinion, but if you look throughout history, it's happened before. Moment, times of suppression, hard times, old philosophies, rigid structures, and then bang, something changes. Just like AI. Except for this is kind of more fundamental. This actually can prop us up for longer and actually probably prevent us in the longer run from falling to the same sort of greed, possessive, and controlling nature that has brought us to the point where that fear does exist and people are kind of nervous or cautious to interact with AI. If anyone's listening and appreciating even just a smidge of what I'm saying, I really suggest you just start communicating with language models and people who are using these things. Dip your toe in the pool a little bit and realize that actually it's not too scary. There's lots of people and we're having a good time, and we're going to be able to kind of bit by bit, we need, you know, move things and steer things to a way that it serves us all. This can't be in just the control of the governance, education bodies, and maybe finance, you know, Hollywood and tech companies. This has to be a human movement, and all the companies that I have been affiliated with in a kind of like, I'm not being paid by you guys, so I don't need to serve you. I've realized that they really want to, and it's a horrible way of putting it, but bottom feed. They really want to bridge the gap between, you know, the powerful places and the places that could do with some support moving forward. And I think a lot of that is just education.
Yeah.
You know, we educate ourselves and get involved and try and find even one little positive in it. And then you'll find there's 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. Before you know it, I think you'll be as enthusiastic about this as me and you, Jaden, because I know this is a podcast around AI. Probably because you set it up because you was part scared and part fascinated. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. And you know what, Justin, I love what you've said about AI and the global impact. I completely agree. You know, this is definitely something that has the power and ability to raise the global standard of living, in my opinion. You know, this innovation, it helps people in so many different areas. Love your enthusiasm about all of this. It's been amazing having you on the podcast today. I would love to ask you, Justin, if people are interested in finding out more about 11 Labs or getting in contact with yourself or finding out more about Real Dreams, how do they do that?
Well, I'd say, first of all, go on to 11 Labs and just type some stuff in and just feel what that's like. It's free to try. You know, it's free to try. I would also say if you want to kind of understand a kind of broader spectrum of things, and start to pave your way to how you can use these sound tools, language tools, visual tools, so on and so forth, to kind of really just help you as an individual, maybe your business or whatever you're doing, then yeah, reach out to even me personally. I'll say hi on LinkedIn, Justin Hackney. Let's go. Or Real Dreams. We're changing the website up at the moment, but there is a button for you to join the community. And very soon we're going to start trying to roll out more and more events across the globe where we can showcase these tools, find really cool thought leaders, people who can represent different areas of different industries to help people understand how this works and what we can do with it. And, you know, whether you're on WhatsApp, Slack, whether you're on Discord, or whether you just want to watch a video, you know, the support is coming. And if you just reach out, we will be there to help you however you want. It's a few clicks away. And it's not just me, you know, there's lots of people there to help people across the globe.
Amazing. Justin, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. This has been phenomenal to have you. I really appreciate all of your insights. To the listener, thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Chat podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a review, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.